WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. It's unseasonably warm out there this morning.
This is true. We tied a record high temperature at Atlantic City International Airport at 10:30 last night. It was 64 degrees. The only problem with that warmth is it comes with a little bit of fog and drizzle. All indications show that the dampness will dissipate, will leave us alone somewhere between about 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. today. So you might have some wet roads to deal with before then. Sunshine will break through by this afternoon, but here comes that gusty wind forcing temperatures downward. We'll see mid-50s this afternoon, but the chill returns tonight, lows in the mid-30s. It'll be partly cloudy and breezy. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Still a bit windy, but highs only in the lower 40s, and Wednesday will barely make it to 40 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. At least the week looks almost totally dry here across New Jersey. Right now, Cape May Courthouse 55, Frenchtown 51, and Monroe 55.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. George Herbert Walker Bush is set to embark on his final tour of Washington. The capital city will remember the 41st president's lifetime of public service that began in the Navy during World War II and ended with one term as president and commander-in-chief. Bush will lie in state beneath the soaring U.S. Capitol Rotunda for a ceremony and public visitation from today through Wednesday, followed by an invitation-only funeral service before he's returned to Houston to be laid to rest. You get any holiday shopping done for the kids this weekend? If you're planning on giving your son or daughter a new cell phone, a laptop, a tablet for Christmas or Hanukkah, authorities have some words of warning this morning.
Lieutenant John Pizzurro of the State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says for the next few weeks, his unit will be visiting different malls across Jersey, talking to parents about potential online dangers.
Children sometimes post things that they shouldn't post. There's cyberbullying, so it's not just predatory. It's keeping their kids safe as they grow.
Technology is great, says Pizzurro, but there are some warnings that need to go along with it. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures still unseasonably mild this morning in the 50s as you step outside. There'll be some morning fog and drizzle, but sunshine will break through later this afternoon and temperatures will settle into the mid-50s. And it looks like it's going to be a relatively dry week, although it will start to cool off. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we have an update on that big GoFundMe scam, the homeless guy at the center of that due in court today. The update in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather, 50-degree temperatures when you step outside this morning. We'll stay in the 50s, mid-50s, for much of the day today. After the fog and drizzle burns off after the morning rush, we will see some sunshine breaking through this afternoon, but it will be windy. Dan will have more on what you can expect in terms of the cool down as we move through the week coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The New Jersey family murdered at their Colts Neck mansion before Thanksgiving has been laid to rest. Services Sunday in Homedale. Mourning Keith Canaro, his wife Jennifer, their two young children, Jesse and Sophia. Keith's brother, Paul, remains jailed on charges he killed the family and set their home on fire. Prosecutors say he was motivated by financial matters. Results from last month's elections will be made official today at the State House. In addition to certifying the most Democratic congressional delegation in a century, canvassers will also confirm the largest voter turnout in a congressional midterm in 36 years.
56% of registered voters turned out for this year's general election in New Jersey, up significantly from 36% in the midterm election 4 years earlier and the highest for a midterm since 1982. Monmouth University political scientist Patrick Murray says turnout approached presidential year levels.
This is just an election that people felt mattered. And it certainly was higher in those races which were competitive. And we had a lot of them in New Jersey this year, which helps. But they were even high in places that weren't considered competitive.
Turnout topped 60% in four counties, Hunterdon, Bergen, Morris, and Burlington. It remained below 50% in three, Cumberland, Hudson, and Passaic. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:08. The Philly homeless man charged in that GoFundMe scam with a South Jersey couple due in court today on charges he violated his probation on drug charges. Johnny Bobbitt will face charges connected to the scam in New Jersey after his Philly case is cleared. He's charged with Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure with concocting a feel-good story that duped people out of more than $400,000 they then spent on themselves. You're probably aware of the ongoing opioid abuse epidemic in New Jersey, but there is another drug problem that is causing increasing concern. It is the return of methamphetamine.
Atlantic County Prosecutor Damon Tyner says meth abuse almost disappeared a few years ago and confiscation levels dropped significantly. However,
we've seen that number, more than quadruple over the past 3 or 4 years.
Angelo Valenti of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says meth stimulants are now exceeding opioids for first-time users experimenting with illegal drugs, so
we have to alert folks throughout the state that this is an issue that they need to be aware of. It needs to be on the radar.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. State lawmakers begin hearings today into an adenovirus outbreak at the Wanacue Rehab Facility that has killed 11 medically fragile children. Some parents whose children died say they still don't have answers. Some workers at the facility claim managers delayed transferring the sick to hospitals so they would continue receiving their Medicaid funds. Wanacue is a for-profit facility. A Senate committee will also ask why state health officials delayed sending in a team of experts to manage the crisis. For years, Jersey hospitals have been hyper-focused on reducing or eliminating bloodstream infections in infants. These infections are typically caused by central lines implanted by hospital staff. They remain a significant contributor to infant mortality and morbidity nationwide.
Known as CLABSI, central line-associated bloodstream infections are an even bigger threat for weak and fragile babies in neonatal intensive care units. Dr. Kevin Slavin with Hackensack University Medical Center says hospitals have been trying to perfect their techniques surrounding the insertion and maintenance of these lines that provide fluids or medications.
And the nurseries follow very strict protocols for removing them as quickly as possible.
The NICU at Jersey City Medical Center recently celebrated 5 years CLABSI-free. At one point, it had a CLABSI rate above the national average. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Health officials in Passaic are trying to contain a measles outbreak that spread there from Ocean County. They have 3 confirmed cases this morning, all traced to the outbreak in Ocean County, where 15 cases have been verified and more are suspected. Are you going to your office holiday party? 66% of managers say showing up to any office holiday festivities is expected.
But a lot of managers realize that with family commitments, the holiday season is so busy for everyone, so if you can't make a party 1 year, it's not the end of the world, says Metro Market Manager Dora Onishak. But in order to make the most of an office holiday party, she says,
make sure that you mix and mingle. Talk to people that you normally wouldn't talk to at the office, someone who's maybe in a different department, on a different floor.
She also says lose the shop talk and dress appropriately. Also,
if you're going to be giving gifts to only a select few people, try to do it in private. Don't do it in front of the other people that you're not giving a gift to.
Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Bruce Springsteen planning a tour with the E Street Band in the new year. The boss also plans to release a new album. Springsteen says the new album will feature songs influenced by the California pop music of the 70s. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is going to stay warm today, but it is going to cool off as we move through the week. We'll get an extended look at the forecast and a recap of our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14. Let's bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, it is still kind of a damp start this morning.
That's right. The fog and mist and drizzle made for a not-so-ideal day yesterday, but at least we did get to taste a little bit of a warm-up across most of New Jersey. It was still a little bit chilly in northern New Jersey yesterday, but we did hit a record high. We tied the record high at Atlantic City Airport, 64 degrees, and it happened at 10:30 last night. That was the high. This morning, we're starting off mostly in the 50s, and we still have that fog, mist, and drizzle hanging around, but all indications are that that situation will improve as the morning goes on. By about 10 o'clock, we should have good visibility and skies clearing away to sunshine. A dense fog advisory continues for about the northern third of New Jersey this morning. That's from Union, Morris, Somerset, and Hunterdon counties on north. That goes until 7 o'clock this morning. So sunshine breaks out, but here comes a gusty wind up to about 30 miles an hour, and that is going to drag temperatures downward for today. So while I think temperatures will be hovering in the mid-50s or so, so in into this afternoon, then things will tumble. And the rest of the week looks chilly, although almost exclusively dry. I think there could be a couple of isolated showers, but nothing more than that. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be bright and sunny, still a little bit windy, but we're back to bundling up, highs only in the lower 40s. Wednesday will be dry with sun and clouds and highs around 40 degrees, and more of the same for Thursday. Partly sunny, breezy, a little bit better on the thermometer, 40 to 45 on Thursday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol today through Wednesday as condolences pour in from around the world. State police are warning about high-tech toys. They're the ones who track child sex predators. In sports, the Giants rally to beat the Bears in overtime. Jets lose to the Titans. The Eagles will play Washington tonight. In the NBA, the Sixers win, and on the ice, Rangers lose to Winnipeg in a shootout. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. We still have some fog, mist, and drizzle in spots across New Jersey. That'll burn off, and we'll see good sunshine by this afternoon at the latest. But here comes a gusty wind bringing back colder air. I think we'll still be in the mid-50s as you're coming home from school this afternoon, but then things get pretty chilly by tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Steve Trevelise.
When we get this kind of inclement weather, where do we go? We come to New Jersey 101.5, and this is where we talk about, as we always have.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11, on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is now on a Monday morning. It is a little foggy, misty, damp out there this morning. Temperatures, though, still in the 50s. And we'll settle into the mid-50s today as we dry out and see some sunshine later. But Dan warns it is going to cool off as we move through the week. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A truce in the trade dispute between the U.S. and China should boost financial markets at least through the year's end, according to experts. But the stock market's wild gyrations of recent months likely will persist as the two countries strain for a permanent accord over the next 3 months. Asian markets have been rallying this morning. New Jersey students suffering in classrooms with no air conditioning could be a challenge of the past if legislation advancing in Trenton becomes law. The measure requires policies that ensure students are spending 8 hours a day in an environment conducive to learning.
The sponsors of the legislation say temperature control in classrooms can be accomplished by creative scheduling, maybe planting trees near windows. But Keith Gourlay with the New Jersey School Buildings and Grounds Association says those alternative methods won't make much of a dent in students' discomfort.
I just can't see buildings that have no air conditioning having any control. There's no control. It's hot.
But adding AC is costly. The New Jersey Education Association says if society can manage to temperature control every office building, movie theater, and convenience store, we can do the same for our students. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police have arrested a New Jersey man after finding an inert mortar round behind an apartment building in Pennsylvania. Officers were called to the apartments in Washington Borough on Saturday morning. They found the military mortar marked inert, meaning it was not live. The area was blocked off. The New Jersey State Police bomb squad arrived, took possession of the explosive. Then an investigation led them to arrest a 29-year-old Morristown man who faces charges of unlawful possession of a weapon and creating a dangerous condition. Jersey Farms in the middle of their annual Choose and Cut Christmas Tree season in what is expected to be another great year for this family experience.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
State Agriculture Secretary Doug Fisher says New Jersey is ranked 7th in the nation in the number of Christmas tree growers.
There's about almost 70,000 trees cut each year for the residents of New Jersey.
Fisher says choosing and cutting a tree from a New Jersey farm is a tradition many families have enjoyed for years.
Many of our farms have fabulous experiences that people can come to and enjoy.
Governor Murphy issued a proclamation last week urging Jersey residents to support farmers by visiting a Choose and Cut Christmas Tree farm. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have temperatures starting out in the 50s, and we'll linger in the 50s throughout the day today. Some mist and drizzle and fog out there this morning, but we will dry out and we'll see some sunshine later on. But this warm weather is not going to last through the week. Dan will have more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, a warning from police who track cyber predators over any high-tech toys you may be giving your kids this holiday season. We'll also update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets broadly higher after the U.S. and China reached a 90-day truce in their trade dispute. Indexes rose Friday in New York on hopes that President Trump and his Chinese counterpart could reach some kind of an accord. The Dow closed up at 25,538. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our content coordinator by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni, Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nerd, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.